Okay, go ahead, Jack.
Okay, your map update pad, Rev 23. LOS 119er 2126. 119er 3246. AOS 120-0736. Sunrise 119er 3444. Sunset 120-4711. Over.
Okay, man. Rev 23, 119er 2126, 119er 3246, 120-0736, 119er 3444, 120-4711.
Okay, and I have a vertical stereo pad for you. T0, 119er 4131. T1, 120, 1058. T2, 120, 2011. T3, 120, 3018. And if you want to delay your roll past the subsolar point, you'll be at 75 degrees east at 120-1656. Over.
Okay, got T0 119er 4131 120-1058 120-2011 120-3018 75 east is 120-1656.
That's affirmative, and I'd also like to tell you something about your PU valve procedure. It's changed since the last one. The new procedure is this. Start with a PU valve in a normal position for TEI. And after you bring in the second bank of ball valves, then go to increase. The old procedure could cause a transient on startup. Over.
Okay, Jack, I got a normal for start. We get four balls and we go to increase. And I guess we're all on now. If you want to pass us up that news you were going to do earlier, we're listening.
Roger. I want to tell you also that you got the computer back. We're finished with the uplink. You can go to block.
Board block.
Apollo 10 Houston, before we go on with the news, we'd like to advise you that it's been decided that we'll remove the insulation from the hatch of 107, and we tell you that so you just don't worry about not having much up there on yours. And we also want to know if you're having problems inhaling or any problems breathing because of this insulation problem. Over.
Well, I figured that last question would come up as soon as we mentioned it. No, we've just been sneezing and coughing for 3 days, and we understand what the problem is and how to take care of it. Over. We've been washing down, and everything's okay. It's just kind of irritating and itchy. Over.
Roger, sounds like living in a dust bowl in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I had some good training on that area.
That's right, he was riding home.
It's not that way now. It's a beautiful place now, Jack.
Okay, Apollo 10, you've got LOS and AOS. We're well caught up on information going up, so let's go up with the news now. Prague, Czechoslovakia. U.S. astronaut Frank Borman, one of three lunar pioneers on the Apollo 8 moon flight last year, has been awarded the Czech Academy of Sciences gold medal for service to science and humanity. About 1,000 Czechs shouting, "Long live! Glory, glory," greeted Borman, first American to win the award, as he stepped from the Academy building Thursday. By the end of 1970, Borman told a news conference, "We'll be able to take scientists and doctors of many nations on flights to the moon." New York. Johnny Carson was honored Thursday as the Performer of the Year by the International Radio and Television Society. Carson told the audience at the Americana Hotel that he was once chewed out by a station manager for oversleeping and missing a broadcast. "So I got cocky and told him that someday I would have my own network show and win an important award," Carson said, and the station manager said, "The day that happens, they'll send a man to the moon." Hong Kong. Communist Chinese authorities have... Thought you'd get a chuckle out of that. Communist Chinese authorities have confiscated a Hong Kong fisherman's fishing permit because he played hooky from Mao Zedong's thought study classes, a Hong Kong government spokesman said today. The license has allowed him to operate in Hong Kong and Chinese waters. Washington. One of our old friends, Charles A. Lindbergh, the lone eagle of pioneer aviation, says rocket pioneer Robert Goddard told him in 1929 a moon voyage was theoretically impossible. Theoretically possible, but economically improbable. In a rare public utterance with reporters and news photographers at Bard, Lindbergh philosophized about the future of American aviation and reminisced about Goddard. He said Goddard told him it was possible to send a multi-stage rocket to the moon. Then he smiled a little bit and said, "It might cost $1 million," and of course that was out. Calcton, England. Fred Aldous, 67, saved all his life to buy an 11-bedroom house on the sea to give children from poor homes a vacation. "It's the happiest day of my life," Aldous said as the first contingent of 20 youngsters arrived at the house that cost him almost $20,000. He said 200 children will have 10 days at his new seaside home by the end of summer, and a trust fund has been set up for the future. Oh, yeah, we heard again from that unemployed local philosopher. With all the excitement, he lost his head and digressed from his favorite subject of color television to say that for three fellows who, by their own admission, could not figure out which way was up, he sure did a doggone respectable job yesterday. And here's the sports news. Houston beat Montreal 7-4. Atlanta beat New York 15-3, and the Cubs defeated Los Angeles last night 3-1. John Young keeps having these interesting astrocasts. Today it's keep all operations above board. Confidential transactions are apt to blow up later with considerable embarrassment for all. Travel is better postponed. The people you would go to see are not yet set for the visit. And in the golf world, at the Atlantic Classic, the first round leaders are George Knutson and Jackie Cupid, 5 under par 67. That's the news, over.
Roger. Thank you very much, Jack.
Oh, by the way, Tom, I've got your astrocast here. It says, your natural tendency for moderate sparse consumption serves you well. Your system is a little more sensitive to strange foods.
You've been eating like a horse for 4 days. You're the only one that saved us from the Mylar. He ate it up.
Gene, I think you better read your astrocast here, too. Am I coming through?
Yeah.
Gene, conditions are bewildering. There are so many odd and unfamiliar details. Just curb your impatience. Question everything and put things into place one at a time.
I don't think I'm going up.
I don't think.
Gene, this is Houston. I think you've got a pretty interesting forecast here, too. Says for you, conditions are bewildering. There are so many odd and unfamiliar details. Just curb your impatience. Question everything and put things into place, one at a time.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it?
I guess so.
Thank you, Jack.
Roger.
Just looking at that old world in the optics, sure looks nice.
Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like to confirm that the ECS redundant component check is complete.
No, Jack, it is not. We'll get it here immediately after the P-52.
Roger, we're standing by.
I'll start on the secondary boilers right now. Okay, I'll start on the secondary boilers right now.